What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Experience a membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Unlock over $3,500 in business and travel value annually with statement credits on select purchases from brands like Dell, Hilton, and Adobe, and other benefits. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Based on total potential value of statement credits on select purchases and other benefits, enrollments required, monthly and other limits and terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
In postseason football, you need to find that extra gear. On FanDuel, it's called playoff mode. Big boosts, more rewards, and a whole new way to live parlay with Drive SGP. Turn on playoff mode, only on FanDuel.
New customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
You know, and it is personal. It is. I mean, with the stuff going back and forth, this is the playoffs, man. This is money. Literally money. You know what I mean? This is guys get extra checks, get a nice little bonus for winning these games. It's about getting to the Super Bowl. So it is personal. And that was made very clear by Tremaine Edmonds. It was made very clear by Kevin Byard, like I said, and many of the players in that locker room. One thing I wonder about Ben Johnson with this, like, it's a fluid situation. We are learning Ben Johnson every single week. We are learning more about him, whether it's taking the shirt off or F the Packers, what moves this guy, or airing out his team after the finale loss to Detroit. I do wonder, like, when the players go home to their respective families, to their wives, their girlfriends, their kids, like, do the wives, are they like, at some point in time, are they like, is he okay? And I can imagine the players being like, I think so. He's a little bit crazy, but it's a good crazy, and he's our crazy. I mean, I'm sure the players are still, to some degree, and I mean this in the best possible way, still trying to figure out the unpredictable nature of Ben Johnson's emotions.
I think why they love him at this stage is because he's so genuine, right? And so every emotion that he expresses is genuine, and you can feel that every single day. And you heard it in that Tremaine Edmonds clip. They're looking at him going, man, he got a little swag about himself here. He's really feeling this again. And again, it's not manufactured, which is what guys rally around. And so look, like, it's crazy here. I dug up this stat. The Bears on Saturday night scored their third win over the Packers in 370 days. Mm. Prior to that surge, you would have had to go back to 2013 to find the previous three victories. All right. So the reason that this rivalry has an edge to it again is because the Bears are back. The Bears are winning. The Bears are a successful team that has put their fingerprints back on this rivalry. That's what creates the edge first and foremost. And then you get the chance to pour the kerosene on the fire that you create after you win a little bit and you serve notice to them that, as Caleb Williams said, we're here and we're not going anywhere for a little while. And so that's the fun part of this, is that the Bears are genuinely competitive, and you can feel that shift in the momentum of the entire rivalry. I also ran these numbers in the post Mike Ditka era. The head coach of the Chicago Bears with the most wins against the Packers is Lovie Smith, obviously, with 8. Second is Ben Johnson, tied with Dick Duron with 2. Okay.
Wow.
So wrap your brain around that for a minute.
That is really incredible. And I love it. I know we're very much in the now, or in the known, as the Bears so much like to say, but it is thrilling to think about this this division. Look, it was nice. Like my and yours too, I think, Dan, I'm a little bit older, but my Bears sports consciousness definitely was alive in the 1980s, but they were in a crap division in the 1980s. It's one of the things, like, it was really bad. Like, the Bears rolled over Green Bay, Detroit. It was always a nice trip to Tampa Bay. Yes, kids, Tampa Bay was in the NFC Central at one point in time. Minnesota was the one team that gave the Bears some competition during the 80s. And look, I liked it that you could assume on having two wins from all of those teams. It made life easy. It was an easy entrance into the playoffs every year for the Bears, considering the immense talent that they had. I love it, though, that this division is so crazy competitive, that the Bears and as much as I joke and say it, the Packers aren't going anywhere. The Packers are going to be good again next year. I don't know, like, how things will be augmented and changed, and then Micah Parsons isn't going anywhere. Jordan Love isn't going anywhere. It's still a talented team. And then you've got Detroit, which is going to have a huge chip on its shoulder going into next year. And even Minnesota, which I thought was all over the place this year, finished strong. So it's so fun to think about the now, but it's also fun to think about the future of this division, and knowing that the Bears have the quarterback and the head coach that can take you into this next decade.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just heartening to know that you can swing and throw some punches that when they land, they really sting. You know what I mean? And the Bears have landed some punches this year that have really stung some people. A couple 80s notes, since you brought up the 80s. For those in our age demographic, you brought up Tampa being in the old NFC Central. And I remember getting on a plane to Tampa, probably 2015, if I'm doing my own math correctly. And Mongo was sitting in first class on the plane to Tampa. And the woman got on wearing one of the creamsicle Buccaneers jersey. And he's like, "Oh, baby, do I love seeing that color jersey. It just reminds me of all the times we kicked your ass." Bears bluster that they earned and the right to do. And then last week I was picking my son and his friend up from basketball practice, and I was listening to on replay a Spiegel and Holmes show where they were talking about the Charles Martin hit on Jim McMahon. Obviously, sure. 1986, it helped to derail the 86 Bears. Why we talk about the 85 Bears is because Charles Martin didn't allow us to talk about the 80s Bears, you know, by doing that to Jim McMahon. And they played the old Les Grobstein clip.
I heard it. Yeah.
The kids in the car were like practically peeing their pants laughing, where Les said, you know, "Charles Martin, God rest his soul, but may he burn in hell for eternity."
Burn in hell. A lot of people think it was no big deal. Charles Martin is the worst.
May he rest in peace, but I hope he burns in hell for eternity, whatever it was.
So great.
So that's what you want, right? Like, you want to feel like you're a part of something where there is a little bit of animus to everything. And so the Bears are competitively feisty again. What a game on Sunday night. And then I like, just to give you a little tidbit from today up at House Hall, Drew Dahlman did offer up a nugget that Case Keenum addressed the team on Monday. Case Keenum obviously was the author of the Minneapolis Miracle in 2018, a playoff win that was unforgettable. And he was reminding the players today that the next game comes for you really quick. And so while you're feeling this emotional high, and while it's really hard to sort of recalibrate your emotions after a victory that is that exhilarating, it comes for you quick. After Drew Dahlman shared that with us, I went back and looked. What did the Vikings do the following week? Well, they went to Philly for the NFC Championship game, and they got their doors blown off. It was 38-7. They had a chance to go to the Super Bowl that was being played in their home stadium that year, and the Eagles said, no thank you, and sent them right to the exits. And so that is one of those cold, hard reminders that, like, this game Sunday is coming for you quick. And while this is going to be really the signature of your season, You better be ready to reset. Otherwise, this journey is going to end really quickly.
Well, and that reminds me too of something. And we're going to do some 3-word reviews here in a second. Plus, Dan has yet to give out a game ball. Studs and I gave out our game balls. We'll refresh you on who we gave them to, but I'm going to let Dan give out his game ball for this game. One thing that I'll shut up about now is 2018 and 2001, because I was worried about that with the Bears. If they had gotten eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, all the magic would have been for naught. 2018, when they get obviously beaten by Philadelphia. Both years were by Philadelphia. 2001, they get Hugh Douglas in that game, and Jim Miller almost got killed. So I'm glad that I can stop using that analogy. And I felt like I did think, you know, halfway, I'd say maybe 10, 11 games into this season, like, okay, this is different. This is not those teams because there was legitimate offense. But at least I'm glad that I didn't want to put the 2025, 2026 Bears in the same category with 2018 and 2001. And now I don't have to.
Well, I'll also say this, because the Eagles lost to the 49ers on Sunday. It brings the Rams to Soldier Field this week. And so the Bears don't have to worry about a rematch with Philly, which would not only have been a rematch of Black Friday from this season, it would have been a rematch of 2001 and 2018. And it's like, how many demons do you want this group to try to exercise in a month's time? And so they don't have to deal with that. I think that's probably more for us on the outside than the guys inside the building, but at least it removes that little part of the equation this week.
There's something special about winter in Colorado. The snow is deeper, adventures feel bigger, and our natural beauty inspires every traveler. Everything shines a little brighter. Come to Colorado. Come to life.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.